This is North Shore Today, the North Shore's news and sports podcast. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell. We are powered today by Monahan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. Monahan Lumber supporting local news coverage. A sunny start, increasing clouds, temperatures in the mid-50s today. The Peabody City Council voted last night unanimously to approve Mayor Edward Betancourt's proposed $7.2 million purchase of two parcels of land comprising roughly 80 acres. After hearing a report, both the Legal Affairs Committee and the Finance Committee, subcommittees of the council, each made up five councilors, and councilors voted unanimously on the three motions tied to approving that purchase. That report is in today's Daily Item. This is Mayor Ted Betancourt speaking earlier this week.
Key parcel of the purchase would be 40 acres of land up behind Spring Pond. That's targeted for development in the back here, and we believe this is the right move for the city to purchase this property, again, for the quality of life of our South Peabody residents, and really for the whole city of Peabody.
In Gloucester, Ethan Foreman from the Gloucester Times writes today that the Grace Center has found a new home. The free day resource center that serves 40 to 50 guests a day who may be homeless or in transition will now be served in the former Moose Lodge at 264 Main Street in Gloucester. The center is holding an open house tomorrow from 10 to noon. In Boston, state representatives have passed a $56.2 billion budget. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade reports the spending amount is slightly higher than the budget proposed by Governor Maura Healey, as it includes more money for local governments and schools. A few entertainment notes for you for Friday night. Ray LaMontagne and Lucinda Williams will be performing at the Cabot Theater tonight at 8. The Yellow Jackets will be at the Shaylin Lou Performance Center in Rockport also tonight at 8. And John Gorka performs at the Me and Thee Music venue at Mugford Street in Marblehead. That is also tonight at 8 o'clock. That is news. Sports is next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics finally beat the Hawks last night, 128-120, to wrap up their opening round NBA playoff series, 4-2. The Bruins will try to wrap up their series in Florida tonight against the Panthers. B's up in that series, 3-2. This is Bruin Nick Foligno.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously not what we wanted today, but it's the reality of the situation. I think we're excited about the opportunity we've given ourselves to have another crack at it and you know, fix some of the things that we felt we didn't have our best at yesterday, and I think that's the excitement, is our group has a ton of confidence in bouncing back, and after a game like that, we're looking forward to putting our best foot forward tomorrow.
Puck drop tonight at 7:30. The Red Sox open a series tonight at Fenway Park against Cleveland. In high school baseball, Peabody topped Winthrop 7-2. Mike Petro with the win on the mound for the Tanners. Newburyport handed Hamilton Wenham their first loss of the year, a 2-1 decision. The Generals are now 5-1. Boys lacrosse, St. John's Prep keeps winning. They beat St. John's of Shrewsbury 14-4. The Prep 9-1 overall, but 9-0 in MIAA play. Masconomet edged Gloucester 11-8. Danvers over Swampscott 10-9. Marblehead beats Salem 19-0. And the Magicians are now 8-0 on the season. Gene DiPlacido writes a weekly softball column, and in today's Salem News, you can see that column. We will put a link on our webpage down below in the sports section to that column with the very latest news on North Shore High School softball. That is news and sports today. In for Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us today. Have a great weekend, everybody, and thank you again for listening to North Shore Today.
We are msonewsports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about msonewsports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.